And we're back at Martin Stadium on the campus of Lyons High School. Bill Osborne along with Wes James as we're getting ready to kick this ball game off, Wes, here against the Peachtree Ridge Lions. And what a great night this is for football. The weather is great. And the crowd is great here, a big crowd, not only here on the home side, but on the visitor side as well. The Peachtree Ridge Lions brought a big crowd with them. And, of course, some of the individual game tickets now, Wes, I know you talked to Owen about that. The individual game tickets that you buy general admission at the gate now are on the visitor side. There are no available seats on the home side to be sold as individual game tickets. General admission. Now, you can buy before the game up to, I think, Friday at noon at the office, and you can get tickets that are general admission reserved, and they are on the home side, but there's not many of those.
Well, you're right about that, and of course, we're talking about E section, and it's a good problem to have, Bill, because when you say every seat on your home side, with the exception of the student section, is a reserved seat. And they'd like to say some of those still on sale, $45 for season tickets. Or you can buy a single game ticket, but it's going to be a reserved seat for $8. So just a great value for a Friday night.
Yeah, it really is. And Marty and I talked about it. There's so much going on in South Georgia where football is concerned. You can't have an excuse for not having something to do on a Friday night when there's football in the fall, because all around, we were going through some of their games around the region and around this area, and there are games everywhere, Wes, and they're great games as well.
We all had a chance to go down, of course, and visit with the coaches, and, you know, they know they're big, they're strong, they've got a good defense. I'm worried about our offensive line being able to hold them because their defensive line comes off the block so quick. And they're worried about them being able to stuff the run. Of course, we use the pass to back them up just a little bit. And then on the other hand, our defense stopping their offense. And we've got a we don't think they can throw the ball on us. We really don't. We'll find out tonight. We'd like to welcome all our listeners up in Swanee, up in that area, who's tuning in via the internet. And we appreciate you listening to us, as you'll find out. We are Lounge fans, we are Lounge announcers, but we're not homers.
Right. We'll try and be as fair and objective as we can. We want to make sure that if you're listening from anywhere, and some of the Valdosta fans, of course, were playing last night, if you're listening, welcome, and we appreciate you being on the air as well and listening to us, whether it's on the radio or via the internet at www.995kickscountry.fm. And you can always listen to us there. If you can't find it that way, you can always go to www.thevikingvoice.com, click on the Kicks Country website there, and it'll take you right to the Listen Here. And we appreciate it. And anytime you want to find out about staff information about Lions High football, and then when basketball and baseball gets here, it's on thevikingvoice.com.
Bill, it's like this going to be. I had a chance when I was down on the field to visit with Lee Mitchell. I don't know if he's been recognized yet or not. There was one person from the public address press announcer was going to. Guy looks like he can still suit up and play.
Well, that's what Marty said. He was down there earlier, and he said the guy looks like he can still play. Obviously, from all of his accolades, he probably has kept himself in good condition, and he's ready to play.
Talk to him. He said it was mixed emotions coming in here. He said, of course, the field is new. He said, but so many memories of playing in Martin Stadium and playing on that turf, his first touchdown, his last touchdown, just a lot of memories. He said it was kind of emotional at times. He got a little teary-eyed. He said, to be on those sidelines, rather on these sidelines here, and most impressive thing, Bill, of everything, graduating from Vandy, was a 3.8 grade point average.
He's a very smart individual and has done very well for himself. Played, I think, a year or two with the Seattle Seahawks in the NFL.
He did.
Just a great guy all the way around. I know people that went to school with him and played football with him. The one thing you're talking about, the piece of trivia about him catching that final touchdown, his final touchdown pass of that year, he was the one who caught it against Tifton in a losing effort, but he never beat Tift County in the 3 years that he played for the Lions High Vikings. He didn't play as a freshman. He broke his leg late in the summer camp and was not able to play ninth grade football. But all three of his years, he did not beat Cook County.
Now, question. How did he score the touchdown?
It was on a fake punt.
And?
And he caught the pass in the back of the end zone.
86-yard. It was an 86-yard touchdown pass.
Oh, was it? Okay.
But it was a fake punt, and it threw the pass to Bill, the Lounge captains. You see number 3, Darius Howell, down there. You see number 64. That's Ridge Spivey. Number 24, Greg Reed.
And number 25, Michael Mitchell.
Michael Mitchell.
Yeah.
Getting ready to bring the captains out on the field. Boy, it was a beautiful, beautiful place. A beautiful place to play
what
football.
Yeah, Boo Mitchell, we were just talking about him. He was over there a few minutes ago, and we got they were nice enough to bring us one of their media guys. That's him right there. And his son, who plays number 86, is a junior wide receiver with Peachtree Ridge. They said that Boo's been doing this for about 3 years as a community coach. His job is with the Southern Company and has been with them for about 15 or 16 years.
And getting ready for the captains to come out.
Well, listen, I'm going to give you some numbers and you read them some names.
Right.
Number 7.
That is Kevin Mitchell. We know who he is.
56.
Is number 56 is Evan Barker.
32.
Is Ronnie Smith.
And number 4.
Number 4 is Hunter Norman.
Those are your captains for the Peachtree Ridge Lions.
Peachtree Ridge in their white jerseys, white pants, the blue stripes across the shoulder pads, blue helmets. Of course, the Vikings, maroon jerseys, maroon pants, white letters, those silver helmets. There comes the Cowboy running down the field with the big Viking flag.
The wind has picked up here a little bit, Wes. It's very comfortable. Last week, kind of humid, and we were talking about some of the players on both teams, Woodland and Lounge, going down a little bit with cramps, things like that. But I doubt you'll see that tonight. Not nearly as hot. The weather is really very pleasant with the breeze behind us. Maybe a little bit of the remnant of the storm as it goes up the Atlantic coast. We're far enough inland, and they're talking about it.
Go, shot, good, listen. Here comes the Mikey, Mikey Viking.
Of course, the Mighty Vikings pour out of the new fieldhouse here at Martin Stadium through the double uprighted end zones, goal posts. G. Eddie Smith don't have a ball game tonight.
Eddie Smith had a ball game last night. He was his Russian official title, the president, manager
of what?
One of the banks.
Oh, he is the president of one of the banks.
Yes, president of Colony Bank.
But, of course, the Vikings pour through the double-posted goal post here at Martin Stadium now. And I tell you, if you haven't had a chance to see this new field, it is wonderful. A good picture of it, Wes, is on the VikingVoice.com. If you go to the links page, there at the links page is the background for that entire page is a shot from the end zone all the way down this new field. It is a beautiful shot. Thank you to Hubby Brooks at Smug Mug Photos and also a link to his site there. Hubby Brooks has got just tons and tons of photos that you can buy from area games and all kinds of different sports and all kinds of other different things that just does some great photography. And stop by the links page at www.thevikingvoice.com.
Bill, Peachtree Ridge won the toss and left it to be fair. Vikings will receive, and they will receive in the south end zone. They're going from right to left on your radio dial.
Well, Wes, enjoyed having Marty up here. Did miss you, but I'm glad you had a chance to get down there on the field.
You missed me. I was back for 15 minutes. Looked like I was going to get my headphones back.
Well, hey, Marty and I weren't done when you got back, so you got to take your care of.
I should remind you, Marty, I bought this set of headphones.
That's right.
I'll take them back when I
These are my set of headphones.
And these are mine. So there you go.
So I'll just take mine back tomorrow when I get back in.
Well, Wolf, it's time to go to work tonight, and let's see what the Vikings can put together. I'm excited about this ball game tonight. I was excited because last week because it was the very first game of the season. We knew going in Woodland was not going to be that strong. I didn't expect a 63-0 win, but I expected the Vikings to play very strong. And this is going to be a really good test for the Vikings. There they recognize Jim Mitchell, one of the, like I said earlier, the community coach for Peachtree Ridge, a former Lowndes High Viking.
Back deep to the Citadel Vikings, number 2, Corey Franklin. Number 15, that's Tyler Hunter, and of course in the middle, number 24, Greg Reed. To kick off for Peachtree Ridge, number 14, Edward Hicks.
Edward Hicks, the senior on this Lions, on this Lions football team.
And we're getting ready to get this contest underway.
There's the whistle. And another night of Lowndes High football.
Hits foot into the ball, right down the middle. Greg Reed will take it at the 1 yard line. He comes to the right side at the 10, up to the 20, cuts back out. Nope, then he gets right back to the 20 yard line where he's brought down. Looks like number 24. That would be Jared Harper.
On the tackle. Very disciplined kickoff team for the Lions. They stayed in their lanes. Greg was trying to find somebody to break ranks. Nobody did, and they did a great job to bring him down at the 20-yard line.
In the backfield, number 42, Chris Stinson.
Well, it was Chris Stinson starting at one of the wingbacks.
Number 30, Devian Simmons in the backfield.
Little Bear.
And Jamel Dempse tied into our side in the four-man front. And they give it to Dempse up across the middle, across the 25, up to about the 26, all the way out to the 27-yard line. He was tackled by number 6, that's Brian Williams.
Great misdirection by the Vikings. Gerald Dempse just cut back across, went right up. Having somebody like Devin Simmons at that fullback position, while he may not carry the ball much, he gives you great blocking, along with Chris Stinson at one of the other wingback spots. You're just getting a great blocker.
Gets the ball out to the 27-yard line on the near hash mark. They're in a four-man front. Walk two linebackers up on the outside. Hunter at quarterback gives it to Greg Reed, who's tackled in the backfield. Reed will lose 3 yards.
Actually, almost, well, you know, they get shot him down. I thought they almost took him back to the 20. Tyler Hunter there at quarterback that time. And just a great effort by the Lions. They broke through that offensive line. And exactly what Coach McPherson said in his interview earlier is they like to get in the backfield and disrupt it before you get going.
And Foxing on the tackle, the ball now, it's going to be 3rd and 7, the ball back at the 23-yard line. Vikings up to the line of scrimmage. Here come the Lions. 3-man front. Now those whistle blows, timeout. Timeout Vikings. With that, we will take a 30-second break. No score here at Martin Stadium with 10:33 to go here in the first quarter. A 30-second break. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Mark, go ahead.
Back in Martin Stadium, West James along with the Iceman, Ryle Bill Osborne. It's going to be 3rd and 7. The ball back at the 23-yard line. Tyler Hunter in at quarterback, tight end. We're showing tight end to the near side. They're back to a four-man front. Mitchell walks up the line of scrimmage on the outside. There's a snap. Tyler back, pump fakes, goes out and flats to Greg Reed at the 20. He's across the 25. He's got the first down. He crosses the 30. They're running out of bounds at the 34-yard line.
Coach McPherson said something really strange to us in his interview that I never thought I'd hear Coach McPherson say, and he said, we need to pass the ball better this year. And that's exactly what they needed in that 3rd and long situation, and they were able to find Greg Reed as he was spreading out to the far right, and then it was just Greg Reed to get those last 5 yards for the first down.
Ball out to the 34. Michael Miller up over the ball. Bring Marcus Solomon to the near side. Tied into the far side. Again in the four-man front. Get the ball right up the middle.
Anderson.
And that's Robert Anderson. And he'll rumble across the right side behind some good blocking on that offensive line. Opens the hole. He'll pick up. Bill looks like 7.
Almost 8 yards.
let's see, they'll mark him down. And we're about the 42-and-a-half yard line.
So about 8 yards.
Say 2-and-a-half. Second and 2-and-a-half. The ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on the radio dial. Solomon brings the play in from the near side. Gives it to Corey Franklin, who's now at quarterback for our Vikings. Greg Green at wing back on our side. Jamal Demps, wing back far side. Anderson at quarterback. Lions again in a three-man front. Four linebackers, 8 men in the box, and they give it to Anderson up the middle. He's got the first down as he gets across the 45 after about the 46, 47-yard line, and number 45. That's
Tyler Box.
He loses his helmet on the play.
Great effort by the guard, Brady Brantley, along with the tight end, Jordan Black, came over, opened up that hole, and a great effort by that Mayflower-moving return trip.
Chris Carroll in on the tackle for the Lions. First and 10, the ball at our own 47-yard line. We bring Thomas Rump to the near side, to the press box side. They go back to a four-man front. Right again to Anderson up the middle, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And that was Kevin Mentor, number 7, as he shot the gap, made the tackle.
He shot through that gap, and he hit Anderson square up, just what you expect from a linebacker of his caliber. He just absolutely planted Robert Anderson as he went through the line.
Giving him a yard, it'll be second and 9. It is 8:14 to go here, first quarter, no score. Vikings first possession. Chris May now comes near side. Tied into the far side, with a straight wing tee. 5 down linemen for the Lions. Read in motion. And we give it to Demps on the counter. He gets across the 50. But that's as far as he's going to get. He'll pick up maybe 2 yards. And again, Kevin Mentor in on the tackle. Move the chains up to the 49-yard line of Peachtree Ridge.
But just crossing into Peachtree Ridge territory.
C.J. Moore and Darius Howell in now for our Vikings.
Jordan Black steps out. This is probably looking at a pass play here.
We send Quinn to the far side. Read at wing back. They go back to a four-man front. Mentor. Pitch to the referee. Cuts back inside. He's going to be close to the first down as he crosses the 45. Down to about the 43-yard line.
Well, he looks like he's going to be maybe a half yard short. Depends on the footage spot there. They may even have to measure this.
Nope. Referee automatically says fourth down. Fourth and just a very short. I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach McPherson. Yep. There goes Jordan Black in along with Thomas Young. You might see a two tight end situation here.
Well, with Thomas Lunch, he is a straight wide receiver. Now, you may see a heavy side where you bring one of the tackles over.
Nope. Tight end. Jordan Black leads to the far side. Three-man front. Franklin under center. Takes a snap. And he gives it to Demps. Demps gets around the left side. He'll have the first down. But, Bill, he won't have it for about half a yard.
Absolutely. But that is a first down Viking. Effort by Gerald Demps, but you're right, Wes, just barely gets there.
Howell brings the play and gives it now to Corey Franklin, our sophomore quarterback. I'm sorry, junior. I don't like
him. He's grown up a year.
Howell comes from their side. Jordan Black, far side, tight end. That's what Demps is on the wing. Reed and Anderson in the backfield. Again, a four-man front. And we give it to Anderson right up the middle. He runs over one of our own guys, trips over number 65, that's Lane Grant, as he crosses the right side. He'll pick up 1-2, maybe 2, not quite 2 yards down to the 30.
He plunged a little bit forward, but the side judge, paid very close attention, saw the knee drop. I did too, and he called him back about a yard further than I thought.
C.J. Moore comes in now. 5:30 to go here, first quarter, no score. Vikings going from right to left, and it is. Vikings had the ball for 6.5 minutes now here in the first quarter, Bill. Franklin in the center, tied into our side. Three-man front for the Lions. Give it to Anderson over the right side. He gets hit, and he fights his way forward down to about the 35-yard line. In on the tackle was number 51. That's Tanner Botts.
He's about 2.5 or 3 yards short of that first down, so it'll be third and manageable in this situation.
Along with Jordan Boatwriter, third and four, the ball at the 36-yard line of Peachtree Ridge. Reed's coming out, and he's limping a little bit, Bill, favoring that left ankle.
Actually, the hip is what he's holding on to.
Ball on the far hash mark. Rump comes near side. Jordan Black tied into the far side. Lines go back to a four-man front. Russell corners up on the outside. Man in motion towards Russell's tent. And they give it to Anderson across the right side. Across the 30. The 20. The 10. The 5. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Robert Anderson. Mayflower Movers, the return trip. If the first one didn't get you, the second one will.
It's the Mayflower Movers Company on the return trip. Cole Parker in the hole. Kevin Willis will attempt the extra point. Snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And a two. On the 426 to go the fourth quarter. And now Viking 7. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to the Lions High Football Broadcast on 99.5 Rick Country. Mark Willis steps into the ball. High end over end kick. And wait a minute, will it go out of bounds?
Yeah, but he touched it before he went out of bounds, so it's going to be marked there at about the 17 or 18 yard line.
I have to build a marker back on the 15. That was a high end over end kick on the sideline. Didn't get the number of a Peachtree Ridge player who tried to field the ball, but as he did, stepped out of bounds even before he had possession. But it will be Lions football, first and 10 from their own 15.
Yeah, not one of Mark's better kicks. The kick was headed out of bounds anyway. We got a timeout here by the officials. This is going to be like, just changing the ball. I thought maybe they were doing a water. They are going to do kind of a water timeout here. As comfortable as we are here tonight, it's still pretty humid out there.
Greg Reed holding that left hip, Bill, like he might have a hip pointer.
Yeah, it could be just something with his equipment, too. You see Coach Peeplo taking a look at it. It could be just the hip pad really having something in it that's bothering him. Or you're right, something like a hip pointer or something like that. Hope it isn't, but I'm sure Coach Peeplo and his group will take good care of it.
And Marty Rogers just texted us and said that he was holding his hip.
Okay. Maybe we can get a little insight on that with Marty down on the sideline. We'll know a little bit maybe if it is something pretty serious or maybe just a little bit they need to wrap it. He's going back out on the field, though.
And there come the Lions at quarterback, number 13, Nick Lombardo, in the I formation. Two tight ends, both tight end to our side. We're in a five-man front. They put a man in motion. They give it to the fullback right up the middle. And Bill, he'll pick up about 2 yards.
He's tripped up there in the middle of the defensive line. Probably Little Bear Simmons in there along with Chris Stinson in on the tackle.
Looks like number 33, Justin Gonzalez on the carry. Mitchell Williford also in the backfield. They send Billy Udofa to the far side. Now they got twin receivers. Lombardo goes under center, brings a man in motion towards the press box. Again, they give it to number
32.
That's Ronnie Smith, who slips and falls and he tries to get around the right side for no gain. They give Gonzalez 4 yards on the carry, and that'll be they actually loses a yard. Instead of third and six, is now going to be third and seven.
Michael Copeland was there to touch him down, just about to make a hit when he made the cut and fell. Hopefully Michael would have made that tackle anyway. back up to the line now.
Lombardo, drops back to pass, being chased, goes out in the flat, catch made by Ronnie Smith, and he's got enough for the first down after the 30-yard line, Bill.
Lee Ruiz along with Marcus Sullivan right there, just not able to make the tackle until after he got just past the first down marker.
Chris Stinson was all over him as Lombardo made it. It was a 10-yard pass play from Lombardo to Smith. After the 30-yard line, first and 10 from there. Ball on the far hash mark, 2:58 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead it 7-0.
Stinson not fooled on that last play.
Rudolfo comes to our side. Lombardo back under center. Tied in to the far side. Gives it to the fullback. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. That's number 30. Goes to Ronnie Smith. They give it to Smith, and Smith will get back to the line of scrimmage. Nick Lombardo, the junior quarterback, brings the play, comes in.
Reed steps out again. He's going to go to the sidelines here. Coach Peeplo going to take a look at that. Corey Franklin steps in.
Let's his receiver, one near side, one far side, still in the I formation. We're still on a five-man front. Drops back, looking, pulls it out for the option, pulls it down. The pitch out around the right side. That is to Brandon Staley, and he'll be across the 35, up to about the 36, 37-yard line.
Came to the side where Greg Reed had come out. Corey Franklin was there, made a dive at him, missed him. But we were able to get him tackled just short of the first down mark.
Marking down on the 37, 38-yard line. It'll be third and a short two from there.
See what this defensive line now can step up and do. Henry Harden over in the middle now.
Willisworth to our side. Tied in. To the far side, ball in the near hash mark, offset eye. Give it to the tailback, number two, Sammy, hit behind the line of scrimmage.
Q-tip.
And Chris Simpson, coming in from that right side, caught Stanley in the backfield. That's Brandon Stanley, number seven.
Tackle made by number 10, Telvin Smith.
I'm sorry, I don't know why I called it Chris Simpson.
Yeah. I'm sorry to correct you.
Fourth and two. You just keep correcting.
Okay, we'll be okay. Lil Bear checks out now along with Tyler Hunter. Hunter's still in. Fourth and short. They're going to go into punt formation. Let's see.
And it's going to be Mitchell Rutherford, the punt, standing back about.
They got to call time.
And they are. With 42 seconds to go here in the first quarter, we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lounge High Football. Back at Martin Stadium, West James along with Wild Bill Osborne. Williford back to punt, standing about his 25-yard line. Tyler Hunter back at our 30. Ball on the near hash mark. 5 men on the line of scrimmage. High snap, pulls it down. No rush gets it away. Hunter looking for the ball. It hit at the 25. Takes a line bounce down inside the 15. Down now inside the 10. All the way down. They're going to down the ball about the 7-yard line, but there is cotton on the turf, Bill.
It's yellow cotton, too.
Yellow cotton. I think we're going to have offsetting penalties.
Tyler Hunter, not used to being back there to field the punt. It looks like he had a little bit of room, but chose not to make the field the punt. And the ball hits and takes a great roll for the Lions.
And I can tell you this, one young man coming off the field for the Vikings, Bill, just got a coach in his face for what was going on out on the field.
What player would that be?
I just don't want to say his name right now.
I got you.
Because he is taking a honey chewing right now.
So the ball now is down where it rolled dead with the 8-yard line. Let's see what we got here. Some discussion going on with the Lions. Block in the back on the Lions.
But what our player did was after the penalty.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was against the Vikings. And a 5-yard penalty pushes it back inside the 5 to the 3-yard line.
Well, actually, it's a half a distance penalty.
Oh, okay. That would be right.
Push it back to the 3 inside the 3. And what they got was our player retaliating, and that's usually what happens. But they nailed him. So we'll take over first and 10. from our 3-yard line. Here we're going to bring number 3, Darius Howell, to our side.
27 seconds left here in the first quarter. The Vikings lead 7-0.
Michael Mitchell in the backfield now. Wing back on our side. The Lions go to a 3-man front. Linebackers up at the corners. Mitchell in motion. And the ball given over to the right side. I think
it's Anderson.
There goes another flag. We retaliate it after the play.
Got to maintain composure. And I'm afraid sometimes that happens. You'll get a player in on either side. They'll get one penalty on them. And unfortunately, it's just that they don't get a chance to cool down, get back in the mix again, and immediately another yellow flag.
Anderson picked up 2 yards on the play. Crew from the All-Star Association out of Albany. Unsportsmanlike, personal foul.
Another half the distance. So from the 5, we'll go back to the 2.5.
And it'll be 1st and 12.5. Thing that is the official signal loss of down.
Yeah, I thought it was his hands behind the back. No, dead ball foul, maybe.
Dead
so
ball
after the play.
Nope. After the play was this, so it is 2nd down.
That would, yeah, exactly. So the Vikings have to work out of a deep hole here.
2nd and 11. C.J. Moore comes to our side. Corey Franklin under center. Tied in to the visitor side. Lions in the 3-man front. Linebackers up. We give it to
Anderson again.
Anderson, and he gets back to maybe the line of scrimmage. It'll be 3rd down from there.
Last play of the first quarter.
Time running out. And at the end of the first quarter, it's our Vikings 7. Peachtree Ridge 0 will take a 66. Back in Martin Stadium, West James, along with the Ozman, Wild Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers down on the sidelines, texting us. We're getting information as we need it. It will be 3rd and about 10.5. The ball back at the 9-yard line. We need to get all the way out.
Well, they're
just across the 13.
Where they're marking the ball, we are inside the 10-yard marker, so 9.5 still.
9.5 first down. Franklin goes under center, now going from left to right on the radio dial. Jordan Blackett tied in on the near side. Lions, 3-down linemen. We got a man in motion towards us, and we give it to
Corey Keats.
Oh, Corey, he fooled me. I thought he'd give it to Anderson. Franklin keeps it as he crosses the 5, and he'll pick up maybe 2 yards, and we're going to have to punt the ball, Bill.
Michael Pate in on the tackle for the Peachtree Ridge Lions, and you're right. 4th and about a long 6, almost 7, and we'll see a punt. Dalton Jackson comes in as the long snapper. Punter is number 46, Hayden Martin. He'll be almost at the back of the end zone.
Mitchell Williford back to receive back at our 45-yard line. 7 men coming after that ball. It gets blocked. It is blocked. But it rolls. It takes a good back and roll all the way out to the 35, 39-yard line. Boy, that ball was shipped in the end zone. Went high in the air. The hit on the corner of the ball and started bouncing. And there was nobody near the ball. The backing player, we just followed it all the way out to the 39-yard line. We have just dodged a major, major bullet.
A very lucky punt for a ball that got tipped in the end zone. I thought it was going to land somewhere between inside the 10. But a great, great kick by Hayden Martin to get it out there that deep.
Williford goes far side. Lombardo goes under center. Tied in to the far side in the I formation. Ronnie Smith, the fullback. They give it to the tailback. That's Stanley. There's a flag as he gets back, not even to the line of scrimmage.
Chris Stinson makes the tackle. Illegal shift.
Now,
drive him back.
Got back to the line of scrimmage. You're going to be the 2nd and 10, the 1st and 15.
When you're playing on your side of the field, I say you take the penalty, push them back to 5. Now they're going to refuse.
Yep. If you would be 2nd and 10, the ball at our own 39-yard line. Good sign. We're seeing Greg Reed running up and down the sideline.
Yep. Out on the field, Corey Franklin's got his spot at the corner, along with Tyler Hunter at the other corner.
Ron Barker, the center, brings the Lions to the line of scrimmage. Tied into the far side, that's Connor Orr. Lombardo goes under center. In the I formation. Man in motion towards us as Norman keeps the ball, drops back, looks, throws downfield. Overthrows, no off the hands of number 21, Michael Mitchell. Mitchell-Wolfer.
But it's Tyler Hunter there to get a hand in and knock it away at the last possible minute. Great coverage by Tyler Hunter. He was a hip for hip, right on his hip with him.
Third and 10 at our 39-yard line. 10:28 to go here in the half. Vikings lead at 7-0. We told you, we've been telling you all week, this was going to be a hard-fought physical contest.
And so far into the first quarter, now here just into the second, it has proven to be that as the Vikings only lead 7-0.
Wilford goes far side. Norman comes near side. I formation. Nope.
Shotgun.
Lombardo in the shotgun. Two tight ends. Nine puts Norman in motion. Takes a snap. Fakes it to Norman. Drops back. Looks. Screen pass across the middle. To Wilford. Wilford down to the 30. He's across the 30.
First down.
To 27.
It will be a first down.
And that's a play out of the old Blazer, the Blazer playbook. Send a man one way, bring your receiver back underneath, hit him as he comes across. Good call by the Lions. First down, all the way down on the third and 10, down to the 27-yard line. Pick up a 12 on the play. Ball on the near hash mark. Lions going from right to left on your radio dial. Tight end now to the Bristol side. Vikings in a five-man front, two linebackers. Lombardo under center in the I formation. Man in the slot. There goes Wilford to the far side in motion. Takes the snap. Gets it to the fullback and he tries to go to the left side. And he'll pick up about 3 yards down to the 25, Bill.
Yeah.
I believe that was number 32, Ronnie Smith on the carry.
Yeah, Rich Spivey, number 64, in on the tackle. Just as he got through the line, picks up about 2 or 3 yards, really just fell forward for those 2 yards.
Chris Sotty goes out.
Defensive line's going to need to try and penetrate just a step, try and meet them right there at the line.
Pitch to Richards, two receivers far side. Tadosa and Williford. Williford comes back near towards us. That's not Williford. That's Jared Harper. Takes a snap again. We give it to Ronnie Smith. Up the middle, Ronnie stumbles. They'll mark him down just shy of the 20-yard line. So second and 7 should make it third, Bill, and about 2.5 to 3 yards.
It's probably going to be pretty close to 3 yards. The defensive line is tripping him up as he comes through, but it's just a trip, and he's falling forward.
9 minutes to go first half. Vikings lead it 7-0.
Offensive line for the Lions has done a tremendous job handling our defensive line right now.
Third and three.
Here's the crowd getting behind them now with 3rd and 3.
Lombardo under center, tied into the far side. In that I formation. Kevin Mitchell in right now. The wing back, now he runs into the far side. Takes the snap, he's in as a blocker back. And Stanley is hit behind the line of scrimmage.
Solo.
And Bill, who hit him?
Marcus Solomon just hit him right now. He did pick up about a yard, heading right at the 20-yard line. So it's 4th and 2, and decision time for the Lions.
And they're going to shoot the field goal. Coming in will be number 14, Edward Hicks.
That's going to be about a 37-yard field goal.
But it's dead away, Bill. Wind blowing
away. The wind's blowing in their face.
Williford the hold. There's a snap. Falls down. Kick is blocked.
Great job by the Viking defense. They bend but don't break, and they get the block of the field goal attempt on a 37-yard attempt.
Bill, now watch this. We just left the ball laying down there. They touched it at the 2-yard line, and it will be
our ball at the 2.
At the 2. Bad mistake on our special team for leaving that ball way there when they could have picked it up and picked up some yardage. Official timeout.
Sometimes that it's a situation that the kids don't see a lot of. And so it's not something you really think about over and over and over again. The coaches probably, the coaches know the rules, and I would say a large number of the kids know the rules. But when the situation's there in the heat of the battle, you don't think about it sometimes. You made the block, you got it blocked and out of the way, and you don't think about where you're supposed to do with it after.
Well, that will cost us as they pin us back on the two-yard line. 7:43 to go here, first half. Vikings lead it 7-0.
This will be the second series that we've started inside the five-yard line now.
On our first possession, we had held about for 7:30, marched down the field to take a 7-0 lead. Then it was when we punted, and now we get the ball. This is only our third possession here in the first half.
Yep. And it's so difficult to get yourself out of this hole unless you can get one good play to get yourself some breathing room. And right now they can get a first down at about the 12-yard line.
Pimps in the backfield. Trying to see who looks. I can't see on the far side who the wing back is on the far side.
Solomon. No, I'm sorry, Stinson, number 42.
Lions in the three-man front. Solomon in motion. We give it to Anderson right up the middle. And he'll pick up
maybe to the line of
maybe
scrimmage.
A yard.
They will give him the three, so get a yard gain.
That Lion defense playing extremely tough. We knew they would. There comes Tyler Hunter in, bringing the play in. Corey Franklin comes out. Tyler Hunter, just a sophomore. Anderson at fullback. Jamel Jensen, the far side. We're showing two tight ends down here. And we give the ball to Anderson. He gets across the five. Or is that Dent?
That's Dent this time.
And we get it out across the, up to about the 7-yard line, Bill. It's going to be third.
Yeah, they mark
1, 2, 3, 4. Third and about five from there. We need to get out across the 12-yard line for a first down.
Now the Mayflower movers are going to have to step up.
Bill Gregory just came back in the ball game.
Good to see him come back. Stinson now will check out. So you see Greg probably go in that wing back position.
6:20 to go here, first half. Vikings lead it 7-0. Again, two tight ends. Franklin goes under center. Reed at the far wing back. They stretch the man out on him. And they give it to Reed. Around one time and across the 10. He's going to be close to the first down, Bill.
Wow. Very close. I would say within a half a yard, he may be short.
Fisher says, let's bring him in.
They're going to measure.
They're going to measure.
Greg's showing the sign like that is a first down. Still kind of favoring that just a little bit. Yes.
Marty will give us a report on that. We'll check with head trainer Philip Pipolo.
Let's see where this ball is marked. It is so close. It's down from us, so it's hard to see exactly. I'm going to say half the distance of the football either way. It is half the football short.
It is. And you'll see Mark Willis come in to punt. Hayden Martin in the punt.
Yeah, you got to try and get it out of that hole. You heard some of the fans maybe in the background, go for it, go for it. And when it's that short, really you want to say, yeah, go for it. But I tell you what, when you're down this far, you're only up 7-0. You play smart football here and you punt it away.
Sterling Jones back to receive along with Mitchell Whittaker. Standing about the line, 45-yard line. Hayden Martin standing in the end zone.
Now Jackson Dalton needs to get a good snap back there to Hayden with time to get the ball off. That's why I think a little bit last time is a little bit off to the left. He had to move over to pick the ball up, and that's what allowed the Lions to get in and get a hand on that last punt.
Three-man front. There's a snap. Hayden's punt. High, high punt. Sterling Jones takes it at the 50.
Falls on the ground, but he picks it back up. Golly. Sorry, Wes.
And in, while he was down on the ground, Marcus Solomon came in to make sure he wasn't going any places, just across the line. So just inside our 50-yard line where the Lions will take over with 5:50 to go here in the first quarter. I mean, the first half, Vikings leading 7-0.
Marcus Solomon made a great hit, and the ball squirted out just a second, but right back into the arms of the receiver.
Lombardo goes under center in the I formation. He's still on the pitch out looking, gets around one side. He's got a nice little hole as he cuts inside and fights his way down to about the 45-yard line.
Ran right by a couple defenders for the Vikings and picks up, like you say, about 4 yards.
Michael Copeland in on the tackle. It'll be second and four. Actually, second and a long five from the 45-yard line. Lions bring Jordan Harper to our side. Williford to the far side. Lombardo under center. We're in a five-man front. Brings Williford in motion towards the press box. Again, gives it to the fullback. And Ronnie Smith gets across the 50, 45, down to about the 44. But there's Cotton on the turf.
Wes, I believe that's a formation. I started to count just before the snap, and it looks like they had five off the line of scrimmage, which is not enough on the line.
Nope.
The quarterback, he had two backs, somebody, yep. It was called from the other side. I was counting this side, thinking they would have picked him up. We're going to take this penalty, Wes, knock him back 5 yards.
Good job, Bill Osborne.
And you know, I guess in my simple mind, that is one of the easiest penalties to see, is that just count. If there's five people behind the line and you as a player, you got to know where your position is. Who else is behind the line of scrimmage? You got to line up in the right place.
That takes the Lions back to the 50-yard line. 5:05 to go. Vikings lead at 7-0 and half. We set 7-0 here in the first half. Second and 10. Now, Willie Rebuffa and Williford come near side. He's got twins to the left. Takes a snap. Drops back. Oh! And he goes up to Stanley coming around the left side. And Stanley will get only back to the line of scrimmage.
Michael Copeland was there to meet him right at the line of scrimmage and came around the left side. And Michael just put him down. So third down now and 11.
Actually loses half a yard. Inside 4.5 minutes to go first half. Willie Rebuffa on this side. They send two receivers far side. Lombardo in the shotgun. We're in a three-man front. There's a snap. Drops back. Goes right. Looking. He's got plenty of space. Pulls it down. Starts to run. Throws it out of bounds. And then holds the flag because the nearest man was 50 yards downfield from the ball. So it's going to be intentional grounding, a loss of down.
Wes, let's talk about that. We didn't talk about it. We did last week. So much confusion with these kids when they watch college football, when they watch pro football. There is no outside the tackle box. In high school, if you throw it and there's not a receiver, it's grounding.
Yep.
I don't care if you're one step from coming out of the end zone. out of the sideline, and that's exactly what it was right there. And he still throws the ball away with no one there.
Lions coach is not happy with the call.
Decline that one, go fourth down. What do you think?
No, intentional grounding.
It's a loss of down. Okay, you're exactly right.
So they'll back them up to their own 42-yard line. Will it be fourth down from there? Lions will have to punt with 3:58 to go here in the first half.
So the Viking defense stands up again, drives them back here. Again, a bend, don't break kind of situation. Kari Franklin now is back deep to receive this punt.
Kari standing about our 30-yard line. Williford standing about his 23. We've got eight men up on the line of scrimmage. Nine men now. You see the Lions pointing. Who they're going to take who? Who's going to block who? And a foul snap. There it is. Good snap. We go after it. Tyler Hunter just misses it. Gets away. The ball hits at our 35. Bounces across the 30. Rolls down to the 25-yard line. When they do, Connor Norman touches it down, and Vikings will take over first and 10 from our own 25 with 3:40 to go here in the first half, leading 7-0.
Well, Wes, for the first time in the last two series, we're not inside our 5-yard line.
Yep.
So we're already ahead of the game.
Lions switching from a three-man front to a four-man front. Tyler Hunter in. Nope, Kari Franklin in. Tyler Hunter in. See who Kari Franklin will go. No, Hunter will go under center. Kari Franklin at one wing back. Tyler Jamel Dent at the other. Anderson in the back row. Tied into the far side. Again, the Lions in a three-man front. Two linebackers up on the line of scrimmage. Hunter drops back, looks, pump fakes, throws in flat. Jamel Dent. Oh, in and out of the hands of Dent, but he was covered back there very well, Bill, by that was number, looks like 17, John Burnett.
Yeah, passed just a little bit high, not too much, but really, in the scheme of things, really the only place that Tyler Hunter could put the pass and it not be in danger, almost completed the pass. What I was looking at, Wes, was our average starting position tonight has been our own 15-yard line.
Whoa.
Four possessions, and our average starting is 15-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. Miller brings the Mayflower Moving Company returning trip to the line of scrimmage. Tied into our side. One man far side. Lions offset the defensive line to the wide side of the field. Tyler Hunter catches it. Catch inside. Catch the ball. Inside. Catch the ball. Catch the ball.
A great, great run by Tyler Hunter. 75-yard touchdown run by a quarterback, Tyler Hunter, on a keeper.
And that's just a sophomore, and we had our junior quarterback in there also.
Wes, he outran the defensive backfield of the Lions all the way to the end zone, and they had good angles on him. Extra point now set up.
From Dalton in.
Mark Willis to kick. Cole Parker
to hold.
Nope, they go a direct snap.
There goes a two-point conversion. Dent has the ball. Direct snap. Just the left side. In for the extra point.
So 15-0, our Vikings lead here in the second quarter. We'll take a 60-second break. You're listening to the Lounge Eye Football broadcast on Kicks Country 99.5.
Mark Willis sent the kickoff. There's a kick high and over end.
Into that amen corner.
And back into the end zone for a touchback.
There we go.
Lions will take over first and 10 from their 20-yard line.
Great kick by Mark Willis. Just put it right into that corner, right at the pylon, just as it crossed over into the end zone. And the Lions will have to take over on the 20-yard line. Yes, about that two-point conversion. Coach McPherson told me last year, if that defense, when they line up, when they do that swinging gate, if no one from the opposing team lines up on their outside, he says they're just asking for it. That is a cue on the field. They'll do the side snap direct, and they'll just run it around into that corner, and that's exactly what the Lions did.
Winifred comes near side. They send Willie Ruffle far side. Lombardo. Nice. Oh, wait a minute. What have we got? Illegal procedures. Wolford went in motion.
They have two people in motion?
I only saw one, but that's what they're saying. Illegal procedure against the Lions.
Yeah, they're down to our right, so we're not seeing the backfield as clearly as we would had they been towards the middle of the field.
The only thing I could see was Lombardo reached back with his right leg like he was going in motion and just put his foot down.
So they'll lose 5 yards. It'll be first and 15 now for the Lions.
That's what they call that was ticky against the Lions. Four-man front for our Vikings. Willford in motion now toward the far side. And they give the ball to, that's Ronnie Smith, the fullback, and he gets across the 15.
Lee Lewis and Ridge Spivey that time on the tackle for the Vikings. Picks up about 2 yards on the carry.
second and about 13. Ball out about the 17-yard line. 2.5 minutes to go here first half. Vikings lead it 15 to nothing. Williford comes near side. We have Parry Franklin out on here in man. Got a man in motion there in the slot. Looks, goes in the flats. Catch made by Ronnie Smith as he crosses the 20 up to about the 23-yard line. Pick up about 5 yards on the play, Bill.
Marcus Solomon and Michael Copeland, they're on the tackle for the Vikings. Just that little underneath screen. And if, when you got that far to go to a first down, you don't mind giving up those 3 or 4 yard little passes. Now, that one turned into about 6 yards, so.
And it'll be 3rd and 7, the ball about the 24-yard line.
One more of those and just about get a first down, so the Vikings will have to tighten up and catch that little underneath screen pass.
Lombardo puts his receivers, eye formation, tied into the far side. We're in a four-man front, brings the man in motion back towards us. Now again, he gives it
keep
a quick note. He tries to keep the ball around. Looking himself around the corner, turn on his feet, he crosses the 30. For 35, he'll have the first down all the way out to the 38-yard line.
And Telvin Smith, coming from all the way on the other side, had to run him down from the backside and gets him down for the tackle, but not before he makes the first down. That little quarterback keeper, when they sweep out like that, has been real successful for the Lions.
First and 10, out to the 37. Good job by Lombardo.
Give to the fullback. That's number 32, Ronnie Smith again, right up the middle. There on the tackle for the Vikings, Ridge Spivey. And we got a timeout on the field. Let's see, what is that? Was that official? What do we got? No timeout, Lions. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football on Six Country 99.5.
And the Lions come to the line of scrimmage. Quick at receiver. Lombardo goes under center.
That's good.
Brings the man in motion. Drops back, looking to pass. Looking being chased. Goes out in the flat. Catch made behind the line of scrimmage. That is Reggie Cannon who makes the catch. I'm sorry, Brandon Stanley. And he's hit immediately, and he'll lose, Bill, 4 yards on the carry.
Lee Lewis right there all by himself made a great broke-down tackle and laid him out right there back at the original, almost at the original line of scrimmage.
And they'll lose 4 yards. Try to hit Stanley coming out of the backfield. So it'll be 3rd and 9, the ball back at the 39-yard line. Bill, we're inside 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 15 to nothing. Lions will get the ball to start the third quarter. Blitzes Lombardo who speaks as receivers. He goes in the shotgun, keeps the man on either side of him. He has two tight ends. We're in a three-man front. We've got a corner up that goes looking. We're being chased, goes out in the flat. Catch made behind the line of scrimmage by Williford. He slips and falls down at the 25. He'll lose 3, but that'll be the last play of the first half, Bill.
And Tilden Smith was there to break him down, and Lee Rose there to make the final tackle.
And with that, wait a minute.
It stopped at 3 seconds. We got a timeout. Timeout Vikings.
Vikings, they're going to make Pete Street Ridge punt, but that will, no, we'll keep it right here.
Yeah, let's stay. Well, no, good. Let's go take 30 seconds. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lions High Football on Kicks Country 99.5.
Back in Martin Stadium, West James, along with the Osman Wild, Bill Osborne. 3 seconds to go here in the first half. We call timeout, so the Lions will. I'm going
to
tell you what,
now,
you know what they could actually do?
They can have
a lot to them. Look, Lions could actually.
We got just grab the ball and take a knee.
They could take a knee. And all for not. Big lead back standing about the 35-yard line. Now, the official should be stopping it right now. Let's see if they catch it, Bill.
No, it's good. My bad. It's good.
Oh, faked it. They faked it.
Now a flag. We got a flag, though. Cannot end the half on a penalty.
On the defense. Let's find out what we're going to have here.
Well, if they had an illegal formation or illegal procedure, and so far this officiating crew has shown us they like to call that particular penalty.
Let's see what happens here.
Discussion, a little meeting out there with the officials. Folks, the clock went to zero. It is a loss. Procedural call.
Loss of down.
But now that, like I said, the clock is at zero.
So what may happen here, Bill? Well, I'm thinking what may be happening with the loss of that is it's going to be halftime, or we're going to get an
untimed down.
We're going to get an untimed down.
Which means they still get the ball. I mean, it was dead ball, loss of down. It's our ball.
Yep. Let's see what happens here now.
That was fourth down. Let's see. Looks like he wants two ticks on the clock, basically. It's no dead ball, so still fourth down. He wants the 3 seconds back or the 2 seconds.
They're not going to punt it to Greg Reed. I bet you they don't punt it to Greg Reed.
No, I mean, even if the punter gets it, he runs around with it and falls down.
That's what I would do.
So here we go now.
Bill just got a score from Brooks County 7, Tiff, Brooks County 13, Tiff nothing.
Wow.
And then right near the end of the first half.
Well, Marty and I talked about that game early, and we felt like that Brooks always plays Tiff County so well that I wouldn't have expected that particular score, though. And we got a score earlier from Valwood as well. They're up at Crisp Academy. 34
to nothing over Crisp.
Valwood is leading Crisp Academy, so congratulations to the Valwood Valiants so far.
Timeout called by our Vikings. We'll keep it right here. We're still showing no time on the clock.
We're just still trying to get to halftime here, Wes. Our Vikings still lead 15 to nothing. On a great effort. The times that they have started the drives from the 20 or 25-yard line, they've been able to get the ball down the field and score. Our Vikings' average starting field position tonight in four possessions has been their own 15-yard line is where their average starting position has been tonight. When they started on the 20, we worked it down, scored. When we got the ball on the 25, worked it down and scored. But those two times we started on the 4 and the 2 were just devastating to our offense. Just could not get anything moving to get out of that hole.
Bill Fitzgerald, 21, Hawkinsville, nothing. All right, now Williford's going back. He'll be standing about his 15-yard line.
And again, this is all, just academic. If he should catch the ball from the snap, run around with it, and fall down, and that's the end of the half.
Yep.
But they'll lose some rushing yards if they do that.
All right.
Don't take care. Let's see. You just want to preserve right here and get into the half.
There's a snap. Nope, he's holding the ball. Now he kneels down. He said, we're going to put in the ball. And that's exactly what we thought would happen. Well, we go to halftime, but our Vikings leading 15 to nothing. Let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 6:50, 99.5.